It was the middle of the summer, August 9th, and Northwestern sent out an email titled Information About Monkeypox. Dear students, the email detailed that monkeypox was spread through skin-to-skin contact, claiming it was not an STD, then linked outside resources for vaccination and offered limited isolation and medical leave options. Notably, it read, based on information provided through these discussions about the nature of the virus and its spread, we do not expect a large number of monkeypox cases on campus. At the same time, cases of the virus were peaking. Just the day before, on August 8th, the U.S. was up to 600 cases. Today, the CDC reports 25,851 cases. Assistant Professor of Instruction in the Department of Philosophy, Chad Horn, took immediate issue with Northwestern's initial message as it failed to present the full picture of who was affected by monkeypox. Signed by 26 gay and queer-identifying faculty, Horn drafted an op-ed published in the Daily addressing the insufficiencies in the university's initial statement.
And so the concern that we had, meaning you know, myself and the other people who drafted the letter, was that there might be students at Northwestern who are not getting the information that they need to make informed choices about how to protect themselves, about how to protect other people in their community. And so we thought it was important to get that message out there. So, you know, in particular, if you just say, hey, this is a disease that isn't related to sexual orientation, this isn't an STI, and you leave it at that, that's really objectively pretty misleading. You know, we can argue about what is or isn't technically an STI, but it's clear that monkeypox is overwhelmingly spreading through sex. And of course, you know, viruses don't discriminate based on sexual orientation. And so in that sense, you know, this is not a gay disease. But it is clear that, you know, men who have sex with men are, you know, again, overwhelmingly those who are most at risk.
In general, he was concerned that by glossing over the risk of the virus, the message excluded the most vulnerable and the most at risk.
Not to say that nobody ever gets monkeypox through household transmission. It's not to say that nobody ever gets monkeypox through, fomites, surface transmission. But it's very, very rare, right? It's really, really, really uncommon. And, you know, from that point of view, maybe there aren't major problems with it. Our concern in writing the op-ed was precisely that, well, we do have people in our community who are in these, who are in these groups, who are at risk, and they need to hear the message about, about what's really going on here and what they can do to reduce their risk.
However, Horn gave credit to the university that the message's vagueness and failure to mention that the virus primarily affects men having sex with men seemed to be in an effort to reduce stigma. Then on September 21st, they sent out an updated message, which was drafted with input from faculty, that Horn felt reflected the progress they made towards taking monkeypox more seriously.
It seems like the university is going to make some effort to make monkeypox vaccine available on campus to people who are at risk, which would mean men who have sex with men and people who are in the sexual networks of men who have sex with men. So over the last couple of weeks, it seems like the administration has been responding not only with more effective communication, but also with some concrete action that will hopefully help protect our students and our community.
Still, Horn potentially sees a real risk to the community over the spread of monkeypox.
The likelihood of a large outbreak at a place like Northwestern is probably relatively low, but not impossible. And it depends a lot on the kinds of steps that people take in terms of reducing their risk. You know, getting vaccinated, having frank conversations with partners about sexual risk and sexual behaviors.
He added that part of reducing risk is not repeating the same public health messaging mistakes reminiscent of the COVID-19 pandemic. He said that when officials calibrate information in order to promote a particular behavioral response, they're likely to be wrong, like when masking was discouraged because it may give people a false sense of security.
I think you could very easily imagine a similar thing with monkeypox, right? You tell people it's not a sexually transmitted infection. You can easily get it through surfaces. You can easily get it through casual contact. Is that going to decrease stigma against gay people, or would it increase stigma, right? I mean, if you tell people there's this kind of scary disease and it's overwhelmingly found among gay people, but you could get it through casual social contact with them, like, that sounds to me like a really good reason to stay away from gay people, right? So again, you know, there's good reason to imagine that this, you know, this kind of armchair psychology is just going to backfire. And then, of course, there's just the problem that eventually the truth is going to come out, right? People are going to realize what's going on, and they're going to figure out that you're not being totally honest with them. And I think that contributes to an atmosphere where, you know, people feel like public health officials are not trustworthy or not worth listening to.
Northwestern's latest message about monkeypox, sent on September 21st, includes not only specific reference to who is most affected by monkeypox, but also a link to a Northwestern Medicine Student Health Service webpage with details about monkeypox symptoms, transmission, treatment, vaccination, and other resources. Justine Fisher, WNUR News.